Today's Shiur is Masechta Noza, Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Amud Beis, 7 lines on our bottom. Yesterday we discussed in our previous Shiur that when a Metzora has to take off all of his hair when he becomes Tahar, it must be done with a razor. Ask the Gemara Mai, what forces us to say that it must be done with a razor? Dilma, perhaps, even if he cut the hair with one of these different types of implements that are very sharp and therefore will cause that the hair should be removed. Nami mitzvah covered. He's also fulfilling the mitzvah of the taglachas that the mitzvah has to undergo before, after he finishes his tzaras. What does the pasuk ziknei come to teach us? This come to teach us that not that a kohen who's metzora has to cut his beard with a tar. No, rather it's coming to teach us that he doesn't have to use a tar, but if he did use a tar, that a feel of a tar, if he used a tar, it will be acceptable. And he won't be chayiv. We know there's an isser for somebody to cut his hair with a tar. And now we're learning that if he used a tar, it will not involve any mitzvah. Of course, Taisa says that our Gemara, as we're going to be discussing soon, is not following the opinion of Reish Lakish, because we learned the Masechta Yevamos. And we're going to learn it in a moment, that the opinion of Reish Lakish is that although there is a concept of Esed Eicheloisa Sei, we do not say Esed Eicheloisa Sei when there's another option. So if the Gemara is learning now that you don't have to cut your hair with a tar, that you don't have to do it with a tar, but other cutting instruments that will completely remove the hair are adequate, they would ask Tosfos, how could that work? So as Tosfos, at this point, it's clear that our Gemara is not following the opinion of Reish Lakish. Another way of explaining the Mefarsh and the Merami Sada explains that our Gemara is not necessarily arguing with Reish Lakish. And of course, our Gemara is agreeing that since we're not obligated to use a tar, because we could use a different type of instrument, we may not use a tar. But normally, if one cuts his beard, under circumstances I will speak about his payas, with a tar, he's over alav. Here halacha is that he won't be over alav. But it's not that our Gemara is coming to teach us that you may use a tar. It's just that you won't get malchus for using a tar. Amri, so the yeshiva Bachram said that they said in the yeshiva at that point, we have to say that Ziknai comes to teach us that a Metzora must use a razor. Because it's Akadatach. If we're going to suggest, that you could use any cutting instrument, Lishta Kromine, so we wouldn't need the word Ziknai, Vana Amina, and we'll learn anyway that a Metzora may use a razor, because we'll learn it with a Kalvachimer from the Nazir. Uma Legabe Nazir, if by a Nazir, the Surah covered, because the Nazir did an Isser by becoming a Nazir. And the Pashup Shat is it goes back to a statement that we've learned so many times in our Masechta, the statement there, Belazar Kfar Berebi Omer, that the Pasuk says, by a Nazir, V'chipa Lov Mashachotal Nefesh, and the Gemara says, V'chi Reiz Nefesh Chotazeh, what is the aver that the Nazir did? El Shatzir Atzvei Manayayin, he held himself back from wine. Another explanation is that we're referring to a Nazir that becomes Tameh. Certainly, a Nazir who becomes Tameh is considered a Baal Aver, is considered a Chayte, because if he didn't become Tameh, he wouldn't have to cut his hair. So if Gabin Nazir, the Surah covered, where he did something wrong, I feel a Hachim Chayiv, that Loch is that he's supposed to cut all of the hair of his head with a razor. And he, doing so, violates the Isser of HaKavos HaRoish. So certainly hachacha, the mitzvah, that the mitzayra who cuts his hair where he didn't do anything wrong. So it's a pure mitzvah to follow the Torah's instructions that he has to cut his hair. Like Koskein, certainly he should be allowed to use a razor. And cutting his beard would not be considered an aveira. That's why that if the Torah, so we could have gotten to that conclusion with a Kal v'chomer. Why did the Torah have to say the word ziknai? Says the Gemara, the word ziknai has come to teach us that not only may he use a tar, but rather it's come to teach us that he must use a tar. Of course, the Rishonim ask a question. The Gemara Masechet Erchin, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rav Yochanan, Al Shiva Dvarim Negoyim Boim. There are several reasons why person becomes a mitzayra. Al Lashon Hara, Val Shvichas Damim, Val Shvusha, Val Gilei Arayis, Val Gasas Aruch, Val Gezel, Val Tzaras Ayin. So how can we say that somebody becomes a mitzayra, didn't do an aveira? So the simple teretz is, it's not that he necessarily did the aveira. It's something that he should be thinking about. Another explanation is because the Medrash says that if somebody had relations with his wife when she was a nida, his children would be mitzaroyim. Now, the children didn't do anything wrong. So we see that tzaras does not necessarily come to a person because he did an aveira. These people did not do an aveira. Of course, the Rosh asks, yes, we're learning with a Kal v'chomer that if a Nazir could use a tar, a Mitzayra should use a tar, be allowed to use a tar. But as we're learning, the tar involves an Aveira. So why should we allow you to do a tar if you could use one of the other types of instruments and not do an Aveira? So the Rosh, very similar to what we quoted from Tosfos earlier in our shir, suggests that this point the Gemara says, if it's mutter, the Gemara holds its mutter, even though there are other options. Tosfos asks a question: how could we learn the halacha of mitzayra for a nazir? A nazir has all of these mitzvahs that he fulfills by being a nazir. A mitzayra doesn't. And another question is: the taglachas mitzayra only involves cutting the hair of the head, whereas the taglachas of the mitzayra is not just cutting the hair, but even cutting the beard. And therefore, Tosfos says that all of these are excellent questions, and they're all included on the question that the Gemara is about to ask. Vesu, Is Halkadatach, as we've been learning throughout Ashir, makes the Gemara the other point. If indeed we're going to hold Ki Ovid B'malakni V'rihitni, if you use one of the other instruments, Mitzah Kovid, the Mitzayra is already fulfilling his mitzvah of cutting his hair, Midalek Siv, and the reason we would say so is because the Torah doesn't explicitly say tar, it's only because we have ziknai, but that teaches us you may use a tar, but otherwise you may not. But as the Gemara, as we've mentioned in our shir, we have a statement, the halacha, the shlokish tam, a kamakish tamaitza essay v'loisase, wherever you have an essay versus an loisase, the halacha is imato yochel kaim shneim, if you don't need to eliminate the loisase, then we don't. Yave v'imlav, only when there's no option and I have to choose an essay and a loisase, yave essay v'yitches loisase. So now, if we're learning that you could use any sharp cutting instrument to remove the hair, why would we be allowed to use a tar? It must be that the Pasuk is teaching us with Ziknai that not only may he use a tar, but actually he must use a tar. Why is the halacha that Esei Doichel say? So as we discussed when we learned Masechet Yevamos, the famous Ramban, the Ramban explains that if anything, we should suggest that a loisase is more severe than an essay. Because a loisase involves you're doing an aveira for which you will get punished. But an essay is not, you're supposed to, of course, fulfill every mitzvah essay, but there is no punishment for violating a mitzvah essay. But explains the Ramban fulfilling a mitzvah asay represents the midas ahavas Hashem. A person who loves Hashem does what he wants us to do. Mitzvahs lois asay represents yiras Hashem. I'm fearful of Hashem. Hashem told me not to do something, so I'm not going to do it and violating the lois asay. Says the Ramban that ahavas Hashem is a higher level of avodas Hashem than yiras Hashem. And since ahavas Hashem is a higher level than yiras Hashem, given the option, we'd rather do the essay that than the lois essay. Other Rishonim have a much simpler explanation in this conversation, and their position is that even though there's a mitzvah essay, and even though there's a mitzvah lois essay, the Torah, when it told us that we may not violate a mitzvah lois essay, added conditions to it. The conditions were that it's only if it doesn't involve being over a mitzvah essay. But if it involves being over a mitzvah essay, under those circumstances, the mitzvah lois essay was never even said in the first place. So now, as we learned the Gemara, we're learning according to the Chachamim why a Mitzayra has to use a tar. But, asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Lezer, that even if the Mitzayra does his haircut with one of the other types of instruments, the halach is that it will anyway be an Isser. Because Rabbi Lezer's opinion, as we learned in Daf Mem and Beis, is that any cutting instrument may not be used for the beard. So Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, that says you're never allowed to cut your beard with a sharp cutting instrument. So my tama, why is the halacha that you have to use strictly a tar? Anything that you're going to use is going to be a violation of the lav. Where do we see that the tar must be used? Answers the Gemara. Yalef, he learns it from the word roshay. The Tanya, the Braisa that speaks about the pasuk that the Torah teaches us when it speaks about the Mitzayra doing his taklachas. And the pasuk says, V'hoye b'yem eshvi, yigaleich es kol sara es roshay v'ziknoi, es gabes enov es kol sara yigaleich. Ask the Braisa, roshay ma tamaloymer. The pasuk says already that we have to cut all of the hair. And the roshay, the hair on the head, is certainly included. Why did the Torah have to single out roshay? Says the Gemara, the pasuk has come to teach us the fishanema gabi nazar. Since the Torah says a nazar during his term of naziris, tar lo yaval roshay, he's not allowed to cut his hair with a razor. Yochel af nazar mitzayra. That if a person is a mitzayra and he baruch Hashem becomes tahor, but while he becomes tahor, he is still a nazar. And the rishonim make a very important point, that this discussion is about a mitzayra who first he was a nazir, he became a nazir, and then he became a mitzayra, and now he baruch Hashem becomes taurus from tzaras, that the halacha is that he has to cut his hair as part of the procedure. So even though the pasuk is teaching us, even though he's a nazir, who of course may not cut his hair, this individual will be allowed to cut his hair. But if somebody was a mitzayra, and then while he's a mitzayra, and he knows that when he's going to become tahor, he's going to have to cut his hair, such an individual, say to Rishonim, has no right to accept a naziris upon himself. And if he accepts a naziris upon himself, then we won't let him cut his hair with a tar. We won't let him cut his hair at all. Why did you take a naziris when you knew that you're a mitzayra that's going to have to cut his hair? So, continues the Gemara, Yochel af nazim mitzayra, that the person who's a nazir and a mitzayra, and he has to cut his hair during his term of naziris, kain, that the halacha is that he should be treated like every other nazir, and may not cut his hair with a tar, tamaloymer, that's why the pasuk says the word roishai, to teach us that even though he's a nazir, but since he became a mitzayra after he was a nazir, the mitzvah say of the mitzayra cutting his hair is doicha the loisa say that every mitzayra has of tala yava as a roshay, and also the doichas, the mitzvah say of gadol pes a roshay. So the fact that the pirate teaches us that a nazir mitzayra cuts his hair with a tar, If it wasn't necessarily to use a razor, then he would not be allowed to use a razor. And we wouldn't need a ribui to tell us that he may use a razor. Because the nazir, says Rabbi Elazar, the only thing he may not use is a razor. Ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Elazar, the halacha is that a nazir is only oivad aveira of cutting his hair with a razor. Mamai says, and therefore the metzora, who is allowed to cut his hair, obviously is talking about a tar. Says Mara, who says that that's a correct understanding of Rabbi Elazar's opinion? That even if the metzora would remove his hair with one of the other instruments, mitzvah covered. If that's the case, that a metzora doesn't have to use a razor, so tar lamali, why do we have to have a pasuk to tell us that a nazir metzora, the pasuk of Roshai, could use a tar? Let him use one of the other instruments. Lememra, the feel of a tar, that he can even use a razor, even though he doesn't need to use a razor. Since a nazir, when he uses a tar, mechayiv, he's chayiv malchus for using a tar. Gav mitzayra nami, by mitzayra that uses a tar, lechayiv, so he should be chayiv malchus because he's a nazir. Kamash Malon, says the Gemara, that that's what the pasuk is teaching us, that he won't be over the aveira of a nazir cutting with a tar. But who says that he must use a tar? Answers the Gemara, obviously, as we've been learning, he has the Bryce is teaching us that he must use a tar. Because Isak Datach, if we're going to suggest ki oved b'malhakni v'ritni mitzvah kovid, that even if he uses any other instrument, he's fulfilling his mitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfilling his mitzvah of cutting his hair after the tzaras is over, after the tzaras is over, the tara, midalek siv tar, because the tara never explicitly said we have to use a tar. So then when we say, right, Kresh Lakish, the Resh Lakish says that we don't have to do an aveira, we have no right to do an aveira. So why would we be allowed to use a tar if we not need to use a tar? It must be that the Rosha is coming to teach us that the Metzora must use a tar. Says the Gemara Rabbanon, who we learned early in our shir, who explained that the way we know that a Metzora cuts his hair strictly with a tar is from the word ziknoi, hai roishay my darishbe. What do they do with the word roishay, which we explained a moment ago in the pasuk of the Metzora, is superfluous because the Torah says that he has to cut all of his hair. Obviously, the hair on his head is included. Answers the Gemara, that the iser of one cutting his payas doesn't apply to the Metzora. The Tanya, the pasuk says, l'sakifa pas roishchem. There's an iser to cut our payas. Yachal af metzora kein. So we would say that the metzora should not be allowed to cut his hair. It's a violation of the lav alois akifa pas roishchem. And Tosfos says, so what about his mitzvah to cut his hair? So Tosfos explains that the pasuk, we would learn that the pasuk is teaching us that the hair that the metzora must remove is hair that doesn't involve a lav of leisakifa pas roishchem, where the Rosh explains it's a person whose payas fell out anyway. But it would not be here to tell us that he's allowed to be over the lav of leisakifa pas roishchem. That's why, says the Gemara Tamaloima, that's why the Pesach says roishoy, that he is supposed to cut his hair, even though it involves cutting out the payas, because Essay Daichalaisa say. But now ask the Gemara, Lamalila Michtav Roshai, why do we need a special pasuk? Ask the Gemara of Roshai to tell us that the mitzvah of the Mitzvah cutting his hair is Daicha Delaisa say of Laisakifa Pas Roshai, typically Mizakonai. Why can't we learn that already from the word Zakonai? Why do I need the word Roshai to teach us that? The Tanya, the Braisa that speaks about the Mitzvah cutting his hair, the pasuk that we just quoted, that says v'hoi b'yom eshvi galachas kol sa'orayis roish v'zakonim v'zgabas enoi v'zkol sa'ori galeach zakonim atam aloymer. And the question is, why does the pasuk say the word zakonai? Doesn't the pasuk already say kol sa'aroi, that we have to cut all the hair? What is the pasuk zakonai coming to teach us? Answers the braisa, we have to learn the word zakonai to teach us that the kahanim have a special rule that they may not shave the beard. If a kohen became a metzora, he should not be allowed to cut his beard. Tamalayim is a kohen, that dimly, even though he's a kohen and he has a lav, or pass the kohen loyin the kalechu, the halacha is the mitzvah of cutting his hair is doicha the lav. So if the pasuk of zakonai teaches us esed doicha loisa say by a metzora, Lamalei lemichtav roishav, lamalei lemichtav zakonai. So we already know that esed doicha loisa say. Why do we have to have two psukim to teach us that the mitzvah of a metzora cutting his hair is doicha the loisa say? Answers the Gemara Tzrichai. We need both roisha and zakonai. Dikas rechman zakonai. If the Torah would have only written zakonai, v'loi kasav roishai, hava mina hakafas kol roish loishma akafa. The reason why the metzora is not over a lav when he cuts his entire hair, because we would think that the isser of cutting the hair only applies when you're cutting the payas themselves. But if you shave the entire hair, that would not be considered the lav of Loisakifa Pas Roishchem. And Tosfos explains why would we think so. So one pshat is simple, because the Torah speaks only about the payas. The Torah doesn't speak about the entire hair. Another explanation is that the Torah means by saying the word payas, dafka the payas, and not the whole head. And then other Rishonim, the Rambam explains, that why is there a lav in the Torah of Lesakifa Pas Roishchem? Explains the Rambam, because that was the minig of the Nochrim, especially the Ovdei Avodah Zorah. But the Ovdei Avodah Zorah strictly cut their payas. But it was not their style to cut their entire hair. And therefore, if one is cutting the entire hair, that is not considered a violation of the law of Loisakifa Pas Roishchem. Lachikas Rachman Roishai, the Torah is teaching us the word Roishai to teach us that Ese Doicha Loisasei. What are we actually learning? That actually Hakafas Kol HaRoish, cutting the entire hair, Hava Kafa, is actually Asur, but the Mitzayra may do it, and the reason the Mitzayra may do it is because of Esei Doicha Loisasei. And then continues the Gemara. So that's why we need Roishai, to tell us that it does involve, that Hakafas Kol HaRoish Shema Kafa. We're learning a very important halacha of Hakafas Kol HaRoish Shema Kafa, but we're also learning that the Mitzayra's mitzvah of cutting his hair is Doicha the lav of Loisakifa Pas Roishchem. Continues the Gemara. V'kasav Roishai, if it would have only said Roishai, v'loikasav Zakonai, we wouldn't have said Zakonai. Hav Amino, I would have thought that Roishai Mashmet Tarte, we would learn two halachas from it. Dasa Daichav Essay V'loisasei, that the essay of the Mitzayra cutting his hair is Daichav the Loisasei, and we'd also learn V'kafas Kol HaRoish Shema Kafa. But, says the Gemara, Vakati b'tamenolon, we wouldn't know that you have to use a razor to cut the Mitzayra's hair. That's why L'chachi Kos Rachmanos Zakonai, that's why the Torah also had to write the words Zakonai, that to teach us that it has to be done with a tar. Because if the Mitzayra's cutting of his hair was not necessarily to be done with a tar, then you could cut the hair without a tar, and there wouldn't be an isser. To teach us that it has to be done with a tar, and since it has to be done, that's what we learn from here, that we are allowed to do, that we're supposed to do it with a tar, even though it involves an isser. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer. However, we go back to Rebbe Lezer. And Rebbe Lezer does not learn Roishoi like the Rabbanon, that the Taglachas Mitzayra is Doiched Isav HaKofas HaRoish. That he learned, what he learns from Roishai, is a Nazir Mitzoray is allowed to shave his head as he finishes Tzaras with a tar, even though he's a Nazir. So obviously, he's not using this pasuk to teach us Esed Daichalaisis say. So ask the Gemara Koin Trebelezer, Dasa Esed Daichalaisis say Menolei. So Rishonim ask a fantastic question. Rebbe Lezer is teaching us that this pasuk is teaching us that a Metzora has to shave his hair with a razor. But once we learn that a Metzora has to shave his hair with a razor, and we are learning also that even though the Metzora is a Nazir, he's allowed to shave his hair with a Nazir, won't we be able to learn from here that Esed Daichalaisa say, that the essay of the Metzora cutting his hair is Doicha Daichalaisa say of a Nazir not being allowed to use a razor on his head. So what's the Gemara's question, asked Taisus? How does Rebbe Lezer learn Esed Daichalaisa say? So Taisus answers that this pasuk of Roshai is not necessarily, according to Rebbe Lezer, speaking about a Nazir who's a Metzora. It's talking about an ordinary Metzora. Now, a regular Metzora involves the Isser of Lysakifa Pas Roshchem, but which is a lav. So you have a mitzvah say is doicha de lav. When you're shaving the hair of a Nazir Metzora, you're being over a lav of a Nazir not being allowed to cut his hair, and a say of Gal Per Roshai, a mitzvah say. So if we're going to say the Pasuk of Roshai, he's going to say that the Pasuk is teaching us that you're allowed to cut the hair of a Nazir Metzora. We're going to say that the Pasuk is talking about to an ordinary Metzora. Since Rebbe Lezer did not learn that way, but rather Rebbe Lezer learned that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that even a Nazir Metzora is allowed to cut his hair this way, so that must be predicated that he already knows the klal of Esed Daichalaisa say. And then once he knows the rule of Esed Daichalaisa say, this Pasuk is building on that and saying that even the Nazir Metzora, which doesn't just involve an Esed Daichalaisa say, but also involves an Esed Daichalaisa say v'essay, may be violated. But again, it means that I already know that Esed Daichalaisa say. And ask the Gemara, from where does he know that Esed Daichalaisa say? Answers the Gemara, Yalef, he learns it from what the Pasuk speaks about the mitzvah tzitzis, gedilim. The Brisa says, leisil b'shatnas, the one is not a mix, wears shatnas, a mixture of wool and linen. But the Torah says, gedilim taslecha, that we should put on tzitzis. Gedilim taslechem, and the Torah is teaching us that you're allowed to put on wool tzitzis on the linen beged. So we see that Rebbe Lezer already subscribes and knows the klal of Esed Daichalaisa say from the fact that the Torah puts the mitzvah tzitzis and the aveira of shatnas next to each other. And as the Gemara Masechta Yevamah Staftal Ram and Aleph taught us, that even though B'chola Torah Kula, the halacha is that the fact that two psukim are next to each other is not a legitimate way of learning a limud, and say the Devarim, it is. We've learned in our Gemara about the lav Alaysakifu pas roishchem. But the halacha is that this isser is only applicable if two conditions are met. It was done derech hashchasa, where you, like with a razor, you cut down the hair down to the root, and it has to be derech giluach, in the normal manner of shaving. If somebody's going to use a tweezer and pull out the hair of his bed, he's not over the iser of Lysakifa pas zakanechem. We've also discussed in our shir the lav of Lysakifu pas roishchem, which is the first pasuk was talking about a beard, the second pasuk is talking about the payas of a head. Says the Rambam that these two conditions of derech chascha and derech biluach apply both to the beard and to the payas. And therefore, says the Rambam, if somebody cuts his payas with scissors, he's not going to get malchus because he hasn't done it derech hashchasra. Taisus disagrees, and he says, this halacha that we're speaking about derech hashchasra doesn't apply to payas.
Tosfos says that cutting the payas is osur even if you did not do it derech hashchasa. Even if you just did it with scissors, it would be osur. Tosfos brings a raya to his position from our Gemara. The Gemara that we just learned says that the pasuk that says that the nazir has to cut his hair, the gilach kol sa'ara, but the pasuk also added the words zakanai to teach us that a metzora is obligated to shave his beard, even in a normally forbidden manner, with a razor. So the Gemara is teaching us that the mitzvah for metzora to shave with a razor can only be learned from the words zakanai. But as the Gemara says, we can't use it from the word roshai. Says Tosfos that since it's also to shave one payas with scissors, the additional word roshai only teaches us that a metzora should shave his head with scissors, which is normally forbidden, but he doesn't have a right to use a razor. Only because the Torah adds the word zakanai, do we learn that he could use a razor. We can't use it from roshai, because roshai only teaches us, is only referring to scissors, because payas harosh, says Tosfos, are also with a scissor. The Shulchan Aruch, so we have a very fundamental machlokes, Rambam and Tosfos. The issur to cut one's payas, is it only with a razor, like the Rambam, or even with scissors, like Tosfos? And the Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions, but he says, we should follow the opinion of Tosfos. Says Rav Kiva Eger, just like we're saying that derech hashchasa doesn't apply to cutting the payas, derech geluach also doesn't apply. Says Rav Kiva Eger, that one, if that limitation of derech geluach does not apply to the payas arosh, one should not even be allowed to pull out one's payas, because it's not derech geluach, but it's asur anyway. And therefore, that Tosfos, as we're going to be learning sugis about a nazir combing his hair, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, any person is not allowed to cut the hair by the payas, because cutting the hair by the payas is asur, because you don't need to have, according to Tosfos, the opinion that we follow, says the Shulchan Aruch, derech geluach. And if you're going to comb your hair and you're going to cut your hair and it's going to cause that your payas should fall out, that will be asur. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. And the Chasam Sofer that says that even though a nazir is not allowed to comb his payas, because a nazir has to be careful about not taking out any hair from his head, that is not by anyone else. And his raya is that from the Gemaras that we're going to learn. Because in the Gemara we're going to learn that a nazir may not do it. Says the Chasam Sofer, if Rabbi Kiva Eger is correct, the halacha is that it should apply to anyone. But we know it only applies to a nazir, as we're going to be learning in our coming sugyas. There's a raya that everyone else may comb his payas, even if it means that some of the payas, some of the hair of the payas come out. There are paiskim that make an interesting point. They say, we indeed follow the opinion of Chasam Sofer that one may comb his payas. But if you're going to comb your payas in a way, says the Kerem Shloima, that it's going to certainly cause that the payas haroi should fall out, there, even the Chasam Sofer, so it's a psik reisha, there the Chasam Sofer would agree with his father-in-law Rabbi Kiva Eger that one should not comb the payas in such a fashion that will cause the payas to fall out.